It's another round of locker room chats here this week on KNZA 103.9 FM as we get you set for week 5 of high school football on Friday nights. I'm Brandon Tamma. We start here with Donovan West, and we're joined by the head coach and John Paolino, presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, you've had a tough schedule to this point. You saw a very good Frankfort team last week. Wildcats were able to get the win. Just a few thoughts and takeaways from that game last week.
Yeah, we saw some improvement. Saw some improvement out of our quarterback play. Saw some improvement out of our offensive line play. Just found a little bit of an identity, so to speak, last week. They were a very tough team. Went in there and fought like we could as hard as we can. And, it was nice to see some improvement, see the boys are still bought in. And no matter how many points the other team scores, no matter how many losses we take, the boys still come back every week ready to fight. So it was a tough game. That Frankfort's pretty good ball club there. It was just nice finding identity, a little bit of an identity, and kind of see some improvement in the young men.
Trying to see some progression each and every week. Again, there's a lot of young kids who are really getting their first taste of the varsity level for a first time, and you've seen a lot of veteran teams who have a lot of kids returning who have experience. So there's certainly kind of an advantage and disadvantage there, so to speak. But as far as we're at the halfway point, how have you seen that progression? I mean, who are some of these kids that are stepping in and kind of, taking those next steps week by week?
Young sophomore by the name of Mason Eichhart, number 33, pretty good size, strong kid. Week by week, he just continues to get better, continues to make tackles, continues to just execute his job, do what he's supposed to do. So it's a practice, motivated every day, helmet on, ready to hit somebody. And, he kind of showed out a little bit, as much as you can show out against a good team, and did his thing.
How nice is it, you mentioned the kids still being bought in. It's super easy when maybe a season's not going as well to plan, or at least to this point, and it's easy for maybe kids to hang the heads low. Doesn't seem to be the case with your team, so I would assume it kind of makes your job a little bit easier for you and the coaches when you know, regardless of what's going to happen, that you have the kids bought in each and every week.
It's great. It just shows something about our character and kind of tells us, for the future. For the future, we've got the pieces, and building a culture and building a program I don't want to say nothing because the previous coaches did good jobs, but just seeing them bought in and seeing them want to progress every week and understanding, hey, this is where we're at. We're a young team with three juniors, no seniors, and as we progress to 11-man football next year, it's just kind of nice to see the kids buying in and understanding, that no matter I couldn't be prouder of those kids, so it's kind of hard to find words for them sometimes. But just to see them rise up to the challenge like grown men, not like young boys, but they rise to the challenge every week, and they're ready for the challenge every week. It's just it makes life easy as a coach. We don't have to worry about silly stuff like grades and. Because they're bought in, they understand the program starts with the grades, and when we come out of the football field, it's business as usual, and we're going to get there. It's just going to take time. They bought into the process. They believe in the process, and the process is what will give us success in the end.
Donovan West, they're back at home on Friday. They continue the grind against Hanover. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Donovan West football coach, that is John Paolino. It is presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Off the loss to Frankfort last week, they return home or back at home once again. They get Hanover this week, and we'll talk about the Wildcats in a moment. But, Coach, kind of piggybacking off what you had mentioned at the end of that first segment there, yeah, the news broke with the reclassifications. First time in a handful of years that Donovan West is going to get back up to the 11-man ranks. What do you think about that overall, and how much of a challenge would that be going from an off season from 8-man and then trying to get that school and that level back to the 1A 11-man level?
It's gonna be a tough challenge, but as I said before too, the boys are up for the challenge, and as a coach, they play 11-man football. That's what they play on Saturdays and Sundays, and that's how most of the country knows football. And 8-man football is great. I'm not going to take anything from it. That's what I played my entire high school career out there at North Andrews. So Eight-man football is great, but just to be able to transition to the game that as it's supposed to be, not modified for, you know, so kids can have an opportunity. The game as it's supposed to be, it'll be a challenge, but the boys are understanding it, and we've changed as far as we haven't by no means chalked this season up yet. We're going to keep fighting. However, we have changed some things to, you know, kind of get them ready for that 11-man game, if, so to speak.
Well, the second half of the season, it does officially kick off on Friday, week 5. You get a Hanover Wildcats team that started 0-2, but they've come back strong here in back-to-back weeks. Got a nice win over Osborne, who was a ranked club, and then beat Blue Valley last week, 38-14. What's kind of the expectation for Hanover on Friday?
Just to do our jobs and continually get better. If we can do our jobs, get better, and work on the small things such as outside contain for a defensive end and firing off the ball for an offensive lineman. Going back to the fundamentals, bringing it back to a peewee football level and executing those peewee football things, which aren't just peewee football things. I know I keep saying that, but those fundamentals of football, and that's what I'm looking for out of the boys, and that's been the expectation all week, is just to execute. Execute the small things, battle against Hanover, just, you know, the same way we battle every week, like dogs backed in the corner with nothing to eat. You know, we're here, we're in the corner, we're battling every week in, week out. We're going to give Hanover the same we give everybody every other week, just 1,000%, and keep getting better at the fundamental and small things, because small things lead to victories, and that's kind of how we look at things. We do our small things right, and eventually we'll get there.
TBL matchup for Donovan West as they get to week 5 on Friday. They host Hanover. Wildcats come in at 2-2. That's D. West head coach John Paolino joining us. And again, they take on Hanover this Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.